30 years after the invasion of Panama. We'll talk about it on today's Hot Zone.
This is the Hot Zone. Engaging with the news in a whole new way, international war correspondent Chuck Holton brings insight into areas of crisis and lets you help those affected.
Hey folks, Chuck Holton here. I'm out on the beach in Decameron, or Farallon, they call it, here at Rio Hato in Panama. And this morning is the 30-year anniversary of our invasion here. It was actually 1 o'clock this morning. There was a bunch of rangers here that kind of had a little get-together, so they're probably moving a little slow right now. But here it is, about 7 o'clock in the morning. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning out here on the beach. And 30 years ago today, this beach looked a whole lot different. And there were rangers up and down here. There had been firefights going on all night long. And I want to take you down and show you a little bit of the house where Noriega, that it was Noriega's beach house. He wasn't there, but it was one of the major objectives of the invasion here in Rio Hato. Check this out. So this is about all that was left, all that is left now of Noriega's beach house. It was torn down about 3 years ago, from what I'm told, but he used to have a very nice house right here. And from this house was taken, were taken a lot of the war trophies that people found here at Rio Hato. This is Farallon Island, and it was basically the marker we were looking for as the 13 C-130 aircraft came in onto the runway at Rio Hato. Right behind me, about 500 meters, is an airport. And that was the airport at Rio Hato that we jumped onto and took over in the first hours of the invasion. But this island was the place we were looking for to make sure we were in the right place. So this is all that's left of Noriega's property down here. Now I'm told he actually owned 5 houses right along this beachfront. And most of them are gone or have been converted to other things. There's the ruins of one left that's up a little higher on the shoreline. But there's supposed to be some sort of memorial service out here on the beach this morning. And I'm gonna go see if I can find that service. I see some chairs down there, but I think it's just gonna be laying some flowers out here to remember the people who died at Rio Hato, of which there were perhaps a couple dozen all in all. Most of them were PDF soldiers. This was a military base. This was a military base during that time, and it was the headquarters of the 6th and 7th Panamanian Special Forces Companies. They were known as the Macho de Monte. And their barracks occupied the spot where today you see the Decameron Resort. Really nice, all-inclusive resort right here on the beach, owned by the Colombians. So I'm going to go over here and see if there's anyone actually having a memorial service. This is about the only time I like to be at the beach before the sun actually comes up. I'm not a big beach guy. I don't like bright sunshine, things like that. But this is nice. It's a nice little walk along the beach.
The Hot Zone is produced by Amy Holton and Live Fire Media. Copyright 2019.